Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good morning, folks. It is Friday afternoon, or Friday morning, rather, excuse me, here on Radio for Your Mind. Troy Dooley is your host. Maybe joined by my buddy and good friend Jim Gilhouse here in a few minutes, but we will be together tonight. Want to make this clear on Aces Radio Live, where we have the wonderful Gary DeMarco, one of the greatest leaders I know in network marketing, just phenomenal. He's going to be our guest tonight. But this is the last day that we're doing Dondi's book, Dondi Scamacci, my good friend and mentor, Career Moves, How to Plan for Success, Create Value for Your Organization, and Make Yourself Indispensable No Matter Where You Work. Next week, I'm starting a brand new series from a new friend. I tell you, I'm excited about this. This book is called Predictable Success, Getting Your Organization on the Growth Track and Keeping It There. And I love this because Les McCune wrote this book, and on the back of his bookmark that he sent me, here's what it says. Predictable success takes you step by step through the startling, simple, intuitive, and universal process that shows you how to bring sustained, lasting, predictable growth to your organization. And I thought, man, this is just a great segue from Dondi's book on career moves into building an organization that will gain that sustainability. And today, this is it, inspiring moves. You were destined for more. Listen to that. You were destined for more. I love the way she closes out everything that she writes. But this today focuses in on a lot of things. And the first thing that it focuses in on, and you want to write this down, is you have to manage your talent. Now think about that. We've gone through this book. If you have been with us, if you have been focusing on this book, if you have been doing the homework assignments, if you've been growing, if you've been journaling, then you're ready for this part of it. You're starting to see where your talent's at. Dondi writes this, managing talents is to discover, develop, and leverage the human asset. It is drawing the possibilities out. See, that's the key right there. You have ample possibilities. What are you doing with them? Man, I remember growing up, I had all kinds of possibilities. I played soccer, I played football, I played basketball, I ran track, I was in the martial arts. I did a little bit of boxing, a little bit of wrestling, a whole lot of bare-knuckle fighting. And it got right down to it, what's my potential? Then I moved into my Marine Corps and I really found what my potential was. Well, you know what? Dondi says there's two factors, performance and potential. They're often identified where talent lives and what can be done to maximize it. That means individuals are evaluated on how well they are performing in their current role and how much potential they have to move forward. Now, here's why I brought up the Marine Corps. And the Marine Corps was all about potential. I remember at age 17, long-haired hippie, getting off a bus, and the guy looked at me and said, "You're nothing more than a maggot. Now go line up with all the other maggots." Stripped us down, buck naked. We put on our skivvies. Some guys didn't know how to do it, had the little hole in the back instead of the front. It was really embarrassing. Ripped off all our hair, and we became bald. Standing around in white boxers, white undershirts, no hair, except for one guy that had a big afro, and it was red, so they cut him down the middle. He looked like Bozo the Clown. But other than that, we all looked the same. 12 weeks later, we'd gone from being maggots to Marines. We'd been ripped off of all of the past. Everything that we had brought with us was gone. There was no black, there was no white, there was no Iranian, there was no Mexican, there was just Marines. Period. We were all green, we were all Marines. They had taken us and created something special. They took our potential and they molded it into what became known as the few, the proud, the Marines. There's no ex-Marines. There are some former Marines that are no longer on active duty, but we're all Marines. When I read this chapter, Manage Your Talent, I went out and I started managing my talents. See, one of the things that Marine Corps teaches more than anything else is leadership skills. Over half of the Fortune 500 companies are run by former Marine. Leadership is very important. As I read through this and I looked at what Dondi wrote, I realized that the potential at 17 had grown into what I've become today. I'm still rough around the edges, a diamond out there that needs to be molded and cut a little bit more. So I love books like Dondi. But here's what she writes. By definition, potential is capable of being or becoming. I was capable of becoming a Marine. Where others washed out, where others were sent away, where others were given their walking papers, I made it through not just 12 weeks, but I went on to get an honorable discharge from the United States Marine Corps and several meritorious masses for duty above and beyond what was expected. Started reading through this and I realized that had been the foundation. As I read Dondi's book, I realized how much I'd brought into my career, how much more I have that I could go back to, and I pulled out some of my old Marine Corps books to start studying the leadership styles. What do I need to do? She writes down some stuff that's probably more relevant to this call, and here's what they are. These are some ways that you can actually look at the challenge and understand what your possibility is and make obvious and visible changes. Listen to this. Number one, have a career plan in place. The most successful people do this. They know where they want to go, and they are making deliberate strides in that direction. I learned that in the Marine Corps. We called it a battle plan or a mission strategy. Number two, share your goals and ask for meaningful experiences that will allow you to prepare for the role you are to play. I had drill instructors that shared their life experiences based on what we were to become. They shared the good, the bad, and the ugly. They shared what we were going through. We went through 12 weeks of massive training and shaping and molding what Dondi would call an impromptu, because we had no clue what we were doing. Number three, demonstrate extreme initiative and personal leadership. Look for ways to make a greater difference and become more of a resource. What the Marine Corps taught us to do. In every aspect of our lives, we were to do it at a different level. I took my faith and realized, basing it on Colossians 3:23, that I work as unto the Lord. And everything that I do, raising my family, everything I look at it is a gift from Him. Well, we all have to go through this, no matter where we're at in life. We have to be prepared. Dondi writes this. These steps point directly to your high-performance zone. Manage these four elements. Listen to this. Perspective, leadership, capabilities, and resources. Write that on a 3x5 card. You need to constantly manage your perspective, your leadership, your capabilities, and your resources. If you do that, you are going to be able to make inspiring moves. I've seen this throughout history. Housewives that have managed their perspective, their leadership, their capability, and their resources have gone on not to just be a housewife, but to become a 50 and a 60-year partner with their husband and their children and their grandchildren and their great-grandchildren. I've seen successful women that came from just thinking that they were nothing but a prostitute. They were nothing but to be a sexual object. And I watched them, by using stuff in Dondi's book, without even realizing it, they started to manage their perspective, their leadership, their capability, and their resources, and today run successful social justice organizations helping other women off the street. I talked to a CEO yesterday who between the age of 15 and 17 lived in a U-Haul trailer, has no high school degree, and has taken over some of the top projects at Microsoft, in charge of some very high-end technical aspects of Paramount Pictures, has produced several well-known movies, has managed some of the greatest artists and actors in Hollywood, and today has a passion and runs a network marketing company and several radio shows and has all kinds of stuff he's doing politically because he loves this great country. When you manage your perspective, your leadership, your capability, and your resources, the sky is the limit on where you can go. You've got to find your purpose in order to find your possibility. Gandhi writes this, and I love this. She says, we can't search for possibilities without finding greater purpose. Man, I believe that. You're not just a customer service rep. You're not just a network marketer. You're not just a insurance salesman. You're something more. You're adding value to people's lives. You're not just a housewife. You're not just a mom. You're not just a dad. You're not just a blue-collar worker. You're not just a pharmacist. You're not just a carpenter. You, my friend, are somebody special. If you were on the internet today scouring different things and you came across this radio show, not by accident, you're somebody special. You need to remember that. Dondi writes this. Remember, too, that potential is a subjective thing. Does it surprise you to learn that men are more likely than women to be selected for high potential or accelerated development programs? A recent report has found that the deck is stacked against the working woman from the earliest days of their careers because female leaders are underrepresented in an accelerated development program early in their careers, which hinders their climb up the ladder. But let me tell you something, ladies. History was made Tuesday night when two females were elected by their parties in the state of California to run for governor. Now, this is pretty powerful because both the Republican and the Democrat have women that are running for office. There's all kinds of people out there now doing some great things. Women have come into their own, and let me tell you something. Some of the greatest leadership development skills I've ever learned have been from my wife. Some of the greatest slapdowns that I've ever had have been from my daughters. Some of the greatest potential that I have found have come from books written by females like Dondi Scamacci, Mary Kay, and others. Matter of fact, I'll tell you how funny that when she read this, I snickered. Because I happen to love history, and I read Westerns quite a bit. And my favorite Western author goes by the initials, not by her name. Because she knows in a male-dominated reading niche that if men knew she was writing these books, the odds are they would stop reading them. I have grown to adore this author. She's phenomenal, and it is not my wife. But she knows how to write. She learned from her uncle, who I was reading his books long before hers. And now that I read hers and put them side by side, she gives me just a little bit, enough of that romance in there that really makes me feel like the hero when I'm reading the books. It's amazing what you will learn. See, the call to action, and this is for women or men, but listen, the call to action. Women have amazing potential at work, but they must see the potential in themselves before they make it part of their brand. And ladies, let me tell you something. Having run companies that have plenty of women in them, don't you ever sell yourself short. It's not about your sexiness. It's not about your beauty. It's not about your body. All that's great, and you guys can use that to your advantage. But when I was hiring women, I looked at what came out of their mouth. I wanted to see the potential. I'll never forget a little gal that had already been hired when I came to work for a company. Her name's Paula Marie Stevens. She's one of the most proficient graphic artists I've ever seen. She is a perfectionist to no end. She was one of the hardest employees to work with because she just wanted it right. She's one of the greatest females I've ever worked with. I've learned so much from her. She did the graphics and the logo work on Dalton's website, greeneyes.com. She's a phenomenal mom, great businesswoman. Not without her own heartaches, which I won't share on this phone call. Not without the abuse in the workplace and abuse outside the workplace. But listen to me here. You talk about a woman that is creative. On 9/11, she created one of the most phenomenal posters, and I have one of the only framed prints. The other frame print belongs to Ollie North. We arranged for Paula Marie to personally give it to him. Folks, you have potential. Women, you have such a a hidden potential that you can utilize. Don't like sell yourself short. Matter of fact, I can tell you this. Women control most of the bargaining power in the United States, most of the money. In the next few years, they will actually make more financial decisions than men do. Network marketing companies that are run by females have less lawsuits and less attrition than companies run by males. You want to kick butt, and you can do it because you have what it takes. Here's some questions Dondi writes. And these may help you solve the potential mystery, whether you're male or female. This is going to help you get started on the right track. This is going to help you go in the direction that you need to go. And by doing that, you're going to be a rock star in a big, big, big way. And it's awesome. And I love that. And I love you. This is what I want you to write down, these questions right now. Number one, who do you know? Now think about this. This is people surrounded, you're surrounded with. It could be at work, it could be at church, it could be in your family. Number one, who is considered high potential? Now think about that. In your life, who do you consider, who do others consider high potential? Because you're going to model this. You're going to look at this. Okay, number two, what behaviors, skills, and attitudes are creating the perception that these people have high potential? This is important. This is how you go forward. I mean, when you think about it, this is key here, guys. This is key on taking it to a next level. If you study this, if you learn it, you know where to go. Number three, does your organization have a program for accelerated development? You know, I've got a friend of mine. We're doing some mentoring together. He's a man, not a female, doing some work together. He's with the Publix supermarket chain, huge Fortune 500 company. They have accelerated management potential. Home Depot, which is where Dalton works, have built in accelerated development. Now think about this for a second. Home Depot is a manly, driven place. You know, some of the greatest help I get are from females. They know their stuff, and it's an entrepreneurial place. I mean, look, you got to know these answers. Number four, if there's an accelerated development, what is the criteria for consideration? What's it take for you to get in to the management position? That's what you've got to look at. That's what you've got to ask yourself. But now here's the other thing, ladies. Because I'm talking to the ladies for a second. Dondi writes, well, it's usually men that get into these programs. Why? Why is that? See, most of the time what I've found is women are more apt to be politically correct. Ladies, don't be politically correct. I'm going to be very raw and very bold. You need to have the ovaries to go after what you want. You need to say, you know what, I have the potential. I don't care if it's starting your own business. I don't care if it's taking a super-duper class. I don't care if it's taking over and becoming the manager. As Dondi shared with me, and I've asked her these questions live on Aces Radio Live, I said, Dondi, you are in a white, Anglo-Saxon, male-dominated career in the banking industry, and you rose to the top. What was it? And she said, Troy, my boss saw my potential, and he was my stepping stone, and he worked with me, and he pushed me, and he motivated me, and he made it to where I could be, and he opened the doors, and then I walked through them, and when I thought the doors were closed, he would push me. Ladies, I'm telling you, there's men and women in positions of power right now that want and see your potential, and they want you to grow to become what you're looking for. But there's something that Dondi alluded to early on in this book from Napoleon Hill. Opportunity can come in a disguise. Most of the time, opportunity doesn't come dressed in a sexy, debonair way to where it's the hero. You ladies love him. Men, it doesn't come. Opportunity doesn't come looking like a seductress, hot little hottie walking down the street. Now, see, opportunity usually knocks wearing overalls and work boots. Comes disguised as something else. Dondi, in her articulate manner, because I'm rough around the edges, says, there is no question that opportunity will present herself. We will recognize her when she arrives. I'm learning that opportunity has a wardrobe filled with disguises. See, we've got to ask ourselves, will we recognize her? Or him, however you want to look at it. See, that's the crazy thing. She says sometimes opportunity just doesn't look like an opportunity. If you're watching for her, she may brush right by you unnoticed. Let me share a little opportunity with you. Over the last couple of years, I've been meeting, having breakfast with men, working with men, and focusing and helping them in their own careers. Over the last few months, opportunity has risen in a few areas. Then all of a sudden, we started the radio show, and we started working more and more, and I started doing book reviews. We started testing on our websites and blogging about equipment and stuff, and the next thing you know, I have Kevin Small, a literary agent for John Maxwell and Les McCune and others, contact me and say, hey, Troy, we'd like to know if you'd want to help us out, and I have an opportunity to bless others in a cool way by sharing their books just like I do with Dondi. Dondi calls me the other day and says, Troy, I've got this mentoring in a box program. I want to get it to you because I want you to help me. I said, girl, I'm in. I get that opportunity. Tom Hopp calls and says, Troy, I love what you're doing with my book. I want to help mentor you personally. And, hey, I got an idea. Would you want to kind of collaborate with me on a book where we do a workbook on timeout for network marketers? I said, dude, that would rock. See, it's all work related. Did you get that? And then one night I had potential come to me. Her name was Paige. I'll never forget it because I was 22 years old. I walked into a church meeting. She smiled and said, you want to go see a movie? That was an opportunity. Potential. I dated her at 16 and scared her off when I told her I wanted her barefoot and pregnant. She had other plans. At 22, I got the second opportunity. She came back into my life 23 years later. That potential has grown into a lifelong partnership. It's been hard work. Opportunity at that time was disguised in a very beautiful way, and over the years that disguise has changed. Sometimes it's been harder to work at than others. And now with 6 kids, raising 2 grandbabies and trying to get custody of a third, all under the age of 3, I have found out that opportunity definitely, as Dondi says, comes in all kinds of different disguises, whether it's work-related or personally related. See, the question has never been whether or not opportunity will arrive, because she always will. The challenge is, will you spot her in a crowd at the right moment? Are you really looking? Are you searching to make that change? If you are, then you need to take this to the next level, which is make an investment in you. See, the work so far, all through this book, everything Dondi has put in, has been an investment. The buying the book was an investment, but writing and journaling and focusing on your internal self and getting people around you to help you, that's all been work too. But here's what Dondi writes, and this is such a great way to end this. And we're not ending it yet, but I mean in today's radio. As you reinvent or release a new version of you, clean out the emotional closet. Make this a new season in your life that is full of promise. Cast off the attitudes and beliefs that will steal your possibilities. This is not one of those, by the way, before you go comments. Frankly, here we go again. It is hard work to clean out the emotional closets. But if we don't, there will not be enough space for the things that we want to add. Perhaps this is where she wants to put another public announcement. In order to grow, some things must go. See, it goes back to what she said about Vince Lombardi. Sometimes you have to quit. You have to quit doing things that don't make it happen. Now, if you really want to focus on you, if you really want to help, especially as a female, if you want help, you need to buy Dondi's book, Ready, Set, Grow. Because in there, she put it all together. She created something that was phenomenal. And it'll help you. Tom Hopp's book, Time Out, will help you also. But Dondi's book, Ready, Set, Grow, is focused in a way. It's beautiful. We've done a whole deal on that. It's awesome. But she gave us 9 things as we close out today that I think is going to help you out. Number 1, actively acknowledge your strengths by developing them. Get off this old myth of work on your weaknesses. Screw your weaknesses. Get rid of that. Don't worry. You focus on your strengths. I guarantee you, you'll bring a team. As you grow, your team's going to come around you and somebody's going to be focused on your weakness. You actively acknowledge your strengths by developing them. Just like an artist or a musician, you are never finished perfecting your craft. Look for ways to grow in your grain, ways that are natural to you. Man, she's good at what she writes. Number two, buy the books and mark them up. Look, if you saw my books, I'm telling you, from my Bible to Career Moves, I write in books that change my life in a big way. Constantly I'm writing. Constantly I'm growing. Constantly I'm moving this stuff together. So buy the books and mark them up. She writes, I found my favorite copy of Designing for Success at a book signing in Houston. It was filled with markers and notes and highlighters. I think it's exactly how it should look. See, that's what one of these days I'm going to write a book. I hope I get to write this one with Tom. And I hope somebody comes up to me, not because of a pompous ego attitude, and say, Troy, will you sign my book? I want them to come up to me so I can open up that book and see if they used it. John Maxwell calls me one day and says, can I see 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership, Troy? Yes, sir, you can. It's got notes and marks. It's got different colored marks from different times when I pulled it back out and looked at it. That's what we have to do. Number three, take a class. Sign up for a workshop. Keep learning and looking for ways to apply what you've learned. You can do this online or offline. I don't care where you do it, but you got to learn. You got to constantly get better. Man, you know, I look back and I laugh. I thought I married Paige at 22, knowing everything there was to know. Man, I know where to touch her. I know where to smile at her. I know where to tickle her. I know what to buy her. I know what food she... I mean, I'm done. I got this marriage thing down. And then we had our honeymoon. And it's like, holy boy, did I learn something new. Then a week later, I'm learning I married somebody totally different again. I mean, this is like, this gal's got so many different personalities, so many tweaks, so many... And all of a sudden, but if I hadn't kept growing... If I hadn't kept going out there and finding new books, if I hadn't started looking for ways, I've probably got a doctorate in psychology, I just never went to school for it, because I have done everything I could to learn about the human nature, because I wanted to be the best husband, the best father, the best lover that I could be. See, the one thing that I learned from my poppy a long time ago was, boy, if you put her needs physically, emotionally, and spiritually above your own, you will have a woman that has never been portrayed in Hollywood. You, matter of fact, the only place that you will find a woman, son, like this is in Proverbs 31. And you know what? I tell you what, I went out there and I took his advice. I'm not going to tell you I make it all the time, but I took his advice, and I can guarantee you I've grown as an individual because I went to these classes, I studied these books, and I learned what it meant to be married. Number four, reward yourself in meaningful ways. When you get something, reward yourself. When you grow, reward yourself. Number five, enlarge your comfort zone by trying stuff new. Man, stretch yourself. Number six, reflect more. What do you love about life and work? Write it down. Journal it. Number seven, pay attention and allow yourself to be present in the moment. Focus on what it is you're doing. Focus on where you're growing. Always. Number eight, make time for things that inspire and refresh you. Number nine, find a way to give and allow yourself to receive. Folks, thank you. Thank you for this, being on the show today. Remember, 5 p.m. Central Time this afternoon, Gary DeMarco on Aces Radio Live. You can go to acesradiolive.com. The phone number, the call-in, the links, everything are there. Gary is a phenomenal leader. You don't want to miss it. And next Monday, we will start a brand new series called Predictable Success. You're going to love it. It's going to be awesome. Live life like it's an epic adventure. Have a fantastic weekend, and I'll see you back here Monday on Radio for Your Mind.